You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
When my kids were a little bit younger, we went camping with our family and some other friends, and my oldest son and I went tubing on this lazy river that was by our campsite. And as we were floating, it was him on my lap, and we were bouncing from one rock to the other, just gently floating down the stream. And as we went, unbeknownst to us, there was a flash flood on this little river. And so we had passed this giant stump, this giant log in the water, and all of a sudden, we couldn't control our inner tube, and this log comes flying past us too. And I was so confused because I couldn't control anything, and the inner tube flipped on us, and I landed on top of my son, and I grabbed him, and I threw my legs down, and it was all I could do to try and stand up against the rapids and the rocks and the debris. I can't think of many other times where I've felt so out of control and helpless. It felt like being in a washing machine on spin cycle with a bunch of rocks. Some of us, because of pain, because of trauma we've experienced, brokenness we've experienced in life, feel like we're caught not on a pleasant river going merrily, merrily down the stream. We feel like we're caught in a flash flood. There was a song that I remember singing in children's church when I was a little kid, and it goes like this. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. Now, when I was a kid, I was thinking way more about singing it as fast as I could, as loud as I could, and doing all the motions. But now, as I've gotten a little bit older, I think about those words. Peace like a river in my soul. What is that like? Peace amid the noises outside of life, inside of life. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of struggle. How do I begin to pick up my inner tube and go from the flash floods that I feel like I get stuck in time and time again and go over to this peaceful stream described by that song and begin to float along? I have to say at this point that some of us, because of the pain and trauma we've experienced, the brokenness we've experienced, we need to see a doctor, we need to talk to a counselor, get medication, see medical attention. And it's not because we're broken, it's not because we're needing to be fixed from how weird we are. It just means that we're human and that we're part of the human experience. It's something that happens. And my prayer is that if that is you, if that's where you're at, that you'd be kind to yourself and you'd be brave and you'd go to someone that you know, someone that you can trust, someone you know loves you, and you would tell them that you've had a serious injury that's causing you serious pain and that you need help. There's no easy fixes, because this isn't some simple problem. But there are small steps that you can begin to take, that all of us can begin to take, whether it's serious pain or just the noise of life, to begin to find that peaceful stream that God talks about. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah is prophesying to God's people, and he talks about the noise of life. He says, "The heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it?" You know, it isn't just the noise that's all around us, it's the noise that's inside us too. How do we begin to not just tune out the noise on the outside, but begin to tune out the noise on the inside? What does that even look like? Is that even possible? Are our feelings that we feel all the time, there's nothing wrong with them. Our feelings are our feelings. It's expressing something that's going on inside of us, or our response to something that's going on. But so often our feelings aren't helpful. Can we trust our heart? Can we trust the things that we're feeling? Or do we need to get discernment for the things that we're feeling and begin to filter or sort through them? In that same passage, Jeremiah says, don't trust in man. Don't try to put your trust in your heart or your feelings, but place your confidence in God. Listen to what Jeremiah says in verses 7 and 8 of chapter 17 that I've been talking about. He said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and doesn't fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Consider that for a moment. What would it be like to be, like Jeremiah describes, a tree planted by the waters? That when the heat and the drought of life, when things aren't going right, you aren't just safe, you aren't just protected, but you're still able to grow and you're still able to bear fruit. Have you ever taken a moment to meditate on God's Word? You might ask yourself the question, you know, it sounds great to be like a tree planted by the water, but what does that look like? In Psalm chapter 1, the psalmist is singing about the same thing that Jeremiah was prophesying about. He says, those who meditate on the Word of God are like a tree planted by the waters. It's when we tune in to God's voice that all of a sudden we begin to find that peaceful stream. Now, this might seem unusual to you if you haven't spent time meditating on God's Word before or pondering it in your mind, listening to it in your mind, but I want to do that right now. And so if you're listening to this or watching this while you're driving, you know, pull the car over. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I want you to take a second and just close your eyes. As you close your eyes, listen to the noises around you. If you're inside, maybe you hear the HVAC system in the building you're in quietly whirring away. There's other people in the room. Maybe you can hear them moving. Maybe it's still enough that you can hear yourself move. And if you're quiet enough, maybe you can even hear yourself breathe. So with your eyes closed, take a moment and listen to yourself breathe and take a few deep breaths. Think about where you are. If you're sitting, how your body is resting in the chair. If you're standing, how your weight is shifting from one leg to the other. Think about your feet on the ground. Take just a second to relax, to calm yourself, to feel from your head down to your toes, your neck relax, your shoulders. Relax, take another deep breath and relax your body and your legs as well. Take another deep breath in, pause, and out. There's nothing mystical or magical about what we're doing right now, but most of us don't spend time pausing and being still and being quiet. And that's some of why the noise of life, inside and out, overwhelms us. Keep your eyes closed and keep yourself still and begin to think about how you feel. Are you tired? Are you energized? Are you excited? Are you angry? What do you have to do next? What do you have to do 10 minutes from now? What do you have to do the rest of the week? What emotions are stirring within you? And begin to pick those up just in your mind. Imagine yourself setting those things aside and clearing your mind for just a moment. Instead of thinking about all those things, instead of listening to the noises around us with your eyes closed, taking those deep breaths, consider this. Meditate on the Word of God, like Jeremiah and the psalmist says. The Word of God that says, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, that He made you in His image. And He says that you were good. You were very good. And that same God that made you, made the universe, made the sun come up this morning. He put the universe in motion. And He cares about you. Scripture says He cares about you so much that He sent His Son to show you that He loves you. And that His Son, in Scripture, said, all who are weary and heavy laden, come to Me because I will give you rest. Later in Scripture, it says that we can bring all of our worries to Him because He cares for us. Meditate on that. Consider that for a moment. The God who made you, the God who knows you, says that you are very good, that you are loved, and that we can come to Him to experience rest. Let's continue to listen to the voice of God so that we can be planted like a tree by peaceful water, so that no matter what happens in life, we can be safe and secure in who God says we are. This is who God says you are.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.